Vayter in Shas, Rambam Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, picking up at the top of the page, four lines down, next part of the Mishnah. We said that if a person goes and they steal, and after they go, they take it and they shecht it, and it turns out that it's a treifa, or they find out, the Mishnah continues and says, or if he takes a chulin ba'azara, then he has to pay four or five times. Now, Zak the Heilige Gemara. Amar le Rav Chaviva michuzna al Rav Ashi, Shmamina, kum tochois naran, eina l'shchita elu l'vesof. We had a discussion a little bit yesterday about whether it's mitchila atsof or only ad hasof. So we see from this that it's only that shchita is only at the very end of the shchita. The iyeshna l'shchita mitchila atsof, because it was from the beginning until the very end, then why would the ganav pay four or five when he shechs the stuff that he steals, which is chulin ba'azara? Given the shachar ba'purta asra, as soon as he did it a little bit, so now it becomes aser behana'ah. Because it's part of the shechita process, if it's saying it's from the beginning to the end. Idach lo demari katavach. So then the rest of it, when he goes to shecht, to finish off what he did, to get to 4 and 5, that no longer belongs to the original owner, that the things that he's shechting over here, because it becomes aser behana'ah. And therefore, it doesn't really belong to the owner as well, so he wouldn't have to pay four or five times. So therefore, it comes out that it must be that we say that, according to this, Eino l'shchita ela l'besof. Says the Gemara, 9, nice try, not as in the number, but as negative. Amar le'rav hu n'abaridrava, ki kamechayev ahu porta. When is he going to be chayev? When he says he's going to have to pay four or five, when he starts to shech the thing that he stole, chulin ba'azara. It's for the little bit that he shechted that he's going to be chayev. That little bit that he started the process over there, that itself is already going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi, lo titchi. No, do not knock it off. Utvacho. It says that what happened to be chayev, you have to do according to the pasuk. It says, and he shechs it. That means kulo ba'inon veleka. It needs to be shechted in the entirety of it, and you don't have it over here when it does a little bit. Elokashya. According to the one that does have the opinion that says that shechita is from the beginning to the end, then Taka, we do have a kasha over here. What are we going to do about that? Because at the very moment that the shechita began, it now becomes aser ba'anah for doing a little bit over there. And then when it goes and finishes it off, why would it be, when you do chulin ba'azara, how could it be that it's going to be chayev dalad v'hei when he finishes it off? So Amar Aleh, Rav Ashi says, Hachi Amar Rav Gamda Mishmidareva. We're talking about a case where the ganav, when he's going to be chayv to dalad vehei, when he shechses chulin ba'azara, is where he started the shechita and he does a little bit of the shechita outside and then he finishes it inside. According to this, if we do like that, then at the very beginning of the shechita, it's outside when you start the shechita, then it goes into the azara only when he finishes a little, you know, majority of the kana and veshet, and it becomes aser now of chulin ba'azara, only at the very end of the shechita. But right before that, it was still something which is mutter, and therefore it was still owned by the original owner throughout the shechita, and the ganav there is going to be chayev to four or five times. That is our case. There's some teachers that teach what we just said right now in reference to the following machlokas. Amar Rav Shimon Mishum de Rabbi Levi Saba. Rav Chavivi, just to give you a little foreshadow, Rav Chavivi, the first way that we just learned it, version number one, was talking about this. He's learning our Mishnah, that's how he came up with. But this one's going to say it's coming from something that came up with Amoroyim. He says as follows, Amar Rav Shimon Mishum de Rabbi Levi Saba. Eina l'shchita ella l'besof. Shchita is only at the very end. Rav Yochanan Amar, Yeshal l'shchita mitchila b'atzof. So we've seen that b'chlozah before. And that's where he speaks up. Amar le Rav Chaviva mechuzna le Rav Ashi. Lema kasav Rav Yochanan chulon sheinishchu b'azara lav d'oraisa. As Rashi tells us so beautifully, chulon sheinishchu b'azara plukta hi b'meseches kiddushin daf nun chesi d'oraisa d'rabanan. It's a machlokes, whether it's us, we're not allowed to eat something which is chulon shechni azara. Question is that d'oraisa, is that d'rabanan? We do have to go back to Rashi because it spells out a very important point. Ein el shchita, when he says there's no shchita ela b'sof, Rashi says ein shchita nikreis ela b'sof. It's only only called shechita at the very end. So what's a nafka mina if it's from the beginning to the end or only at the end? Someone's thinking during the time of shechita that they're gonna eat it outside of its place or chutzlis manam or out of its time. Or they had thoughts which are lo lishma. It's only going to be an issue if they thought it at the very end of the shechita. If we say shechita is only lebesof, but it's particularly atzof, then if you had it earlier, it's going to be problematic. So now when Rabbi Yochanan says yeshel shechita mitchila atzof, the shechita from the beginning to the end, and yet we do see at the same time how do I word this? So if Rav Yochanan is of the opinion of Yishla Shechita Metchila V'Atzof, that means if I had a thought during any part of it, then it's going to impact it. So that's what we say over here. So you mean to say that Rav Yochanan says the Chul Shenichsav Azara is not the Oraisa? Beep, turn the page. I am base, I'm a base. Because if you want to say that it's Midoraisa according to Rav Yochanan, then we have a bit of an issue. Mikei Shachit La Porta Miki shachet la porta asra. As soon as he shachs a little bit, when the ganav shachs a little bit, he already made it asr b'hana. Because again, according to him, it's mitchil b'atzof. As soon as you start it, now it becomes asr because it's asr b'hana. Therefore, it's not his anymore. So why should it be your chayiv? By the time he's finishing, you have to wait till you finish for it to be a shechita, really, right? And then by the time you do that, it is no longer belong to that guy. So you shouldn't be chayiv for the 4 or 5. Idach lav demarkatavach. The rest is of ishechting. It's no longer belonging to the original owner. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'Derava, Rav Acha b'Derava says, really, maybe he does hold that as daraisa. And kiko mechayev nami ahuparta. And when is he going to be chayev in our mishnah to 4 or 5? When he goes and he steals in his chulam bazara, that's even for that little bit that he went ahead and he shechted. That in itself is already going to start the process. Says the Gemara, 9. No, Amalei Rav Ashi. Lo titchi. No. Don't think we're getting rid of a chavivi over here and saying it's mitchil v'atzof. Utavacho. Kula b'yin v'leka. It means it has to be entirely. And over here, you don't have that entirely. Ella kasha. But now we still have that same original problem that we have. And that is, comes out that according to Rav Yochanan, that it must be the iser against hana from chulin ba'azara is only midarabanan, like Rav Chavivi said. Amar Lei says back to him, no, not necessarily, because Hachi Amar of Gamta Mishad Rava, Kika Mechayev, we could say, when is Jews going to be Chayev? The Kisra Mishnah, when he shechs Chulam Azara, Kegon Sheshachat the Mixa Siman Bechutz, Ugamaran Bifrim, when he does a little bit outside and he finishes it off inside. So we see that's the second version of how we learn this. Says Rashi, the Ika Utvacho Kulo Kodim Sinai Sabana, you have Utvacho entirely before it becomes Aser. Behana'a. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Ganvel Bishayim. Let's say that somebody steals a Shepsala and there's two Edom that see it. V'tavachamacha p'yem. And again, he shechs it or he sells it through their witnessing. Well, v'nimsimim zomimim. And it turns out they were a bunch of liars. Someone said, two other Edom come and say, how could you say that? Imanu Yusuf Makampolini. You were with us somewhere else at the same. There's no way we could have seen such a thing. Mishalim ha'kol. They have to pay everything. They got to pay it all. They got to pay the kefa. They got to pay the dalad v'chamish. Ganavah b'shtayim, let's say, I go and I steal a shepsula or an ox, and I do it in two edom or there. V'tavach machar b'shtayim acherim, and there's two other edom that go and see me that are involved with tavach machar. Elu v'elu nimtzu zomim, and both of them come out to be the first edom and the second edom zomim. Harishonim mishalim t'shul mikeh. First have to pay kefa, like the regular din. Acharim mishalim t'shul mishlosha. They have to pay the three, meaning whatever's left over. Nimtzu acharonim zomim, let's say only the second ones end up being zomim, the first one are not, then who mishalim tashlumi kefel? I have to go and pay tashlumi kefel, because that stays the same. They have these eidim, they were never zomified. V'heim mishalim tashlumi shlosha, they have to pay the additional three. Echad min acharonim zomim, what happens if only one of the later two witnesses found it to be zomimin? Batal eidus shnia, then the second eidus is batal umavotl. Echad min Rishonim Zomim, let's say one of the first ones of Zomim, Batal Kol Eidus, and the entire Eidus is out the window because everything was based off that particular thing. And maybe I'm shechting my own stuff over here. She'im ein Geneva, ein Tvicha ein Mechira. If there's no Geneva, there's no Tvicha, there's no Mechira. Everything is out the window, and we move forward. Zok the Gemara, Itmar, Eid Zomim. When you have a aid, a witness, somebody who testifies, and finally later we find him, he gets zomified. He was a liar. Abaye Omer Lemafreya who nifsal, he gets pasled retroactively from the moment of the actual original testimony. Rashi says, Heyed ben Nisan, v'huzam al eidus u'iyar, kol eidus sheheyed ben tayim psulos. The master sheheyed eidus zu, sheheyed eidus zu nifsal. That, let's say he testified in Nisan, and then he was zomified on his eidus. In Iyar, a month later, all the interim eidus are null and void. Rava Amar, Rava says, Mikanu la'abahu nifsal. As Rashi says, Misha huzam, only at the time that he was actually zomified. So he's in the interim is still okay. Abayam, the Mafreya Abayam says, goes back retroactively, hu nifsal, me'ahu shaita da'asid haveli Rasha, because from the time that he did that, the guy's a Rasha. Atar Omer, Amar, Amra, al tashas Rasha aid. Don't place a Rasha as an aid. Rava Amar, Mikanu la'abahu, and it's only from now on, Eid Zomim Chiddushu. The whole din of an Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. And therefore, we go from here on in. The Hot Shrehu trained in who? Why is it a Chiddush? Because it's two against two. My Chaz is Tzayas Lahani. Why should we listen to these ones? You know, the second one said, but the first one that there was someone else. Tzayas Lahani, this is the first ones who said not like that. Hilkach Ein Lechabo Elim Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. You only have from the Chiddush and on. And therefore, everything earlier still remains as was. Ikadami, some explain Rav a little differently. Rav Nami Kabar Svirle Damel Mefreu Nifsal. Really, even Rav says that it goes all the way back Lechatchila. V'hacha Hainu Tamei the Rav. So why does Rav say it's only from here on in? Beep. Turn the page. Ayin Gimel Manaf. Mishum Pseida de Lekuchos. Because of the loss that people end up buying it are going to incur. All those people in the interim, they didn't know anything about it, like this guy not being a good dude over here. So therefore, it's going to end up that in order for them not to lose out, so we say that it's Mikan Ula'aba. Rashi says, who are these people? Because what happened was, Shechasmu al-Shtar Mechir. In the meantime, they signed on another document of sale. So why should those guys have to lose out? Frek the Gemara, my Binayo. What's the difference between Rashi's Ben Hani, Tarti, Lishta, the Rava, between the two different Lashonos of Rava? They are as follows. The Ashidu Bey Trey Lechad Utrey Lechad, where two Edom testify against one of the original witnesses, and two other witnesses testify against the other one. Rashi says, Trey Lechad Imanu Yisem Utrey Achrini Lechad, each one, they have two going against one in each case. The Lekha Chidusha, now there's no Chidush anymore because, of course, it's two against one, and therefore that wins. Inami, another answer is that the Paslinu Bigazla Nusa, where the second set will not passel the first one because of their being thieves, criminals. So it's not a Zoma Medin over here, it's just one that they're Paslinu now because they're Ganovim. Ganovim, Ganovim. And therefore, again, it's Vaiter not considered a Chiddush. Lahach Lishna Da'armat Mishum Chiddush Leka. So each one of these Matzavim, the version that says that Rava's reason for not disqualifying the Zomim retroactively Mefreya is because it's a Chiddush. But over here, Leka, that doesn't apply over here. So Rava's masking that the first Edom are disqualified Limafreya. Lahach Lishta Da'amart Mishum Pseida de Lekuchos. But according to the second version, the Rava said that he doesn't want to disqualify them Limafreya because of it's going to mess up the Lekuchos. Ika, over there, that does apply to this case also. So Rava would say, even in this case, that the first Edom are not disqualified Limafreya. Amar of Yirio Midifti. He says that Avad Rav Papa Uvdekavasei de Rava, Rav Papa acted, he paskined in the way like Rava said did, and Rav Ashia Mehilchasa Kavasei de Abaye, the halacha goes according to Abaye. Abaye is one who says that Limafreya hu nifsal, and therefore everything in the interim ends up getting messed over. And that's Taka the halacha Mehilchasa Kavasei de Abaye B'Yaal Kigam. The halacha goes according to Abaye, when generally we know the halacha is, generally when it's a machlokas Abaye and Rava, the halacha goes like Rava, but there are six cases when we go like Abaye, and this is one of them. And therefore, here we go, by Edom Zomimin, there we go, Lema Freya. What is Yalkagam? Yishalom Idas, Eid Zomimim, Lechi Omid Me'elav, Kiddushin Shalonim Tzur Labia, Giloi Daita Begita, and Mumer Ochel Nevelus Lehachis. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.